With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A shooting rampage in Ukraine's capital. Here's correspondent Donna Border.
The head of Ukraine's interior ministry says police units on Saturday were sent to a grocery store in Kyiv, where a gunman took hostages, barricading himself. Ihor Klemenko says before entering the store, the gunman shot and killed four people at point-blank range and a fifth person inside the store. A sixth person died of her injuries at a hospital. Klemenko says after officers tried negotiating with the man for about 40 minutes, they stormed the building, killing him. I'm Donna Water.
Meanwhile, a gunman has shot and killed eight children, including seven of his own, in a Sunday attack of domestic violence carried out in two homes in Shreveport, Louisiana. Police say the victims ranged in age from 1 to 14. Two adults were wounded in that shooting. U.S. blockade of Iranian ports leading to the seizure of an Iran vessel. Greg Clugston reports.
President Trump said the U.S. seized an Iranian-flagged cargo ship that tried to get around a naval blockade near the Strait of Hormuz. He wrote on social media that the U.S. Navy blew a hole in the engine room of the vessel and that Marines took custody of the ship. It was the first such interception since the U.S. started blockading Iranian ports last week. Iran called the U.S. seizure an act of piracy. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney says Canada's economic ties to the U.S. were once a strength, but now a major weakness that must be corrected. Carney says his government is attempting to strengthen the economy by attracting new investments and signing trade deals with other countries. He said the world now is more dangerous and divided than ever. This is SRN News. A new report from the Pew Research Center is good news for Christian broadcasters.
98% of U.S. adults live within the range of at least one religious station, making religious programming some of the most accessible programming across the country, and that nearly one in four radio stations, about 25%, are dedicated to religious programming.
Troy Miller is president of the National Religious Broadcasters. He tells SRN News the Pew study indicates Christian radio has a very bright future. At the recent 70th session of the UN Commission on the Status of Women, a U.S. delegate submitted a draft resolution to define gender in alignment with its traditionally accepted usage as referring to men and women. U.S. proposal immediately received significant blowback from a number of other delegates. This is SRN News. As Democratic candidates in California make moves to solidify their support ahead of a gubernatorial primary, Tom Steyer has released a new plan that would take drastic steps to combat ICE, the jailing of agents. Here's Bernie Bennett.
The progressive billionaire candidate published a blog post last week outlining his plan to push back against U.S. immigration and customs enforcement. He said it's not enough for Democrats to simply engage in rhetoric and claim to stand against President Donald Trump's administration. Steyer compared his plan to the way law enforcement fought the mob and called the federal agency a violent extremist group. The plan drew immediate condemnation from conservatives, including gubernatorial rival Steve Hilton. The former Fox News commentator and Republican candidate released a statement calling Steyer's proposal far-left extremism. Bernie Bennett reporting.
And a federal judge has blocked a $6 billion merger between Nexstar Media Group and Tegna. More details, srnnews.com.